不知道最近大家有没有看电视啊？
I don't know if everyone's been watching TV lately.
如果你打开电视的话，你就会发现最近大家都关注一项特别的节目。
You notice that a lot of people are really focused on this one special event.
这个就是奥林匹克比赛。
It would be the Olympics.
当我们看见一个选手经过一个非常激烈的竞争的时候，他拿到金牌的那一刻。
When we see a contestant, go through this really hard competition and manages to win the gold medal.
他里面的激动，他里面的眼睛的泪水都非常感动了我。
The joy on his face, the tears, and all of it really just moves me.
因为当我知道这一些选手，他在过去也许超过十年的岁月里，每一天每一天都经过严格的训练。
Because when you think about it, for over 10 years, every single day, they have gone over this discipline, all this hard work.
他需要非常谨慎地保持自己的体力。
They have to be disciplined, work very hard, to build up their strength.
他有一些东西不能吃，有一些东西他一定要吃。
Some things they can't eat, and some things that they have to eat.
他一定要尽他的全力在在他身上所有的肌肉方面，他一定要调试他身体的肌肉。
He has to focus all of his strength on building the muscles that he needs to build, and focus on what parts, all of his muscles.
然后他有一些时候他很想吃 bubble tea, 但是他知道他不能吃 bubble tea.
And sometimes he really wants to drink bubble tea, but he can't.
他想喝 coke, 但是他说不行。我为了那个金牌，我不能喝 coke.
He wants to drink coke, but for that gold medal, he says, I can't drink coke.
所以当这个选手在领到奖杯的那一刻，我心情也跟他一起激动。
So when the contestant finally receives his medal, my heart is also out there with him, rejoicing.
我发现他一切人生他所追寻的，就在那个时候他得到了他的答案。
I find that at that moment, what he's been striving for his entire life is finally realized in that one moment.
但是我突然又想，那我们基督徒呢？
And at the same time, I think, what about us Christians?
我们已经得救了，我们已经知道我们有永生了。
We've already been saved, and we already know that we have eternal life.
还有什么事情值得我再花我剩下在地上的岁月要追寻呢？
What is it here on this earth? Is there anything else that can motivate us? Is there something else that we should strive for?
我还有什么值得努力的呢？
What else should I try for?
保罗说，
Paul says,
他愿意抛下地上所有的一切，要去追寻一件事情。
He is willing to leave all things here on this earth, all for one goal.
他说他要花上毕生的代价去追求认识主基督耶稣为至宝。
He is willing to drop and leave everything, all for the sake of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
原来保罗跟这些奥林匹克选手一样，他人生有个目的，他愿意花了所有一切的精力去追寻一样东西，就是认识耶稣。
So Paul is like these Olympians. He's willing to dedicate his entire life to chase after one goal.
难道今天我们每个礼拜聚会也不就是为这个目的吗？
Then what about us? Every Sunday coming here to worship, isn't it also for this same goal?
我们有一个目的说，主啊，你爱我，我今天要更认识你，不是吗？
Don't we have a calling to that we know that Lord, you love us. Shouldn't I come to know you more?
难道不是这个原因我们每个礼拜在这里，然后说主啊，我需要你的同在，我希望你在这里吗？
If it's not for this meeting, why would we say, Lord, we need you here. We need your presence here, in our lives.
但是我们要怎么样更认识基督呢？
But how can we get to know the Lord more?
劳伦斯弟兄跟我们说一句话，他说要认识耶稣最快的方法就是爱他。
Lawrence tells us, the best way to get to know the Lord is to love, through love.
原来爱能够帮助我们认识耶稣。
In reality, love can help us, know the Lord.
圣经上面告诉我们，当我们有爱弟兄的心的时候，
The Bible tells us that when we have love for one another,
很奇怪的哦, 是当我们彼此有相爱的时候,
it's very strange. Why is it between when? Why do we have love between each other?
然后我们就在爱主的, 我们就认识基督的, 耶稣的这件事上, 就可以结果子了。
How is it that we would be able to, how will we know the Lord more? How will we be able to produce fruit this way?
这是一件很奇怪的事情。
It's a very strange thing.
这边彼得, 在彼得, 后书这边提到,
In 2 Peter,
当我们连结于耶稣的时候,
when we are connected to Christ,
我们不单单只是维持我们的生命,
we're not focusing and completely devoted to our own life.
我们还有一个目的就是借着连结从他的枝叶里面, 然后我们可以结果子。
We are called to produce more fruit, be fruitful and
其中一个途径就是爱,
and the key and the core to all of this is love.
然后约翰接着, 在约翰一书里面告诉我们,
and then as we continue in John, in 1 John,
他说我们彼此相爱, 我们就证明我们是从神生的, 而且我们能够认识神。
If we love one another, everyone who loves each other has been born of God and knows God.
所以说我们彼此相爱跟我们认识神是一个非常紧密关系的。
So in other words, loving one another and knowing the Lord are two things that are very connected.
然后, 约翰继续说, 当我们彼此相爱的时候,
and John continues and says, when we love one another,
神就在我们当中了。
God lives in us.
哎, 你知道我刚刚信主前面好几年我一直有一个追求。
Do you know that when I first came to the Lord, for the first couple of years, I had this one thing in my heart.
我一直想到不同的聚会里面去。
I wanted to go to so many different congregations, so many fellowships.
因为我听说那个聚会有神在那边。
Because I heard that that fellowship had God there.
所以我很想追寻，我希望能跑到一个地方，然后看见在那边看见神的作为、神的同在，多么兴奋啊！
I really, really wanted to go to that, run to a fellowship and see God's presence and see Him there, and I would be so happy.
结果约翰居然给我一个非常简单的答案。
But John gave us a very simple answer.
他超乎我的意料之外，他说你只要彼此相爱，神就在那。
He says all you have to do is love one another and God will be there.
Oh, 原来爱还能带出神的同在。
So really love can bring out God's presence.
接着保罗也说同样的事。
And continuing, Paul also says something similar.
他说你们弟兄们只要彼此和睦同居有爱的时候。
He says, brothers and sisters, as long as you are together loving one another.
神就在你们当中啊。
God will be in your midst.
接下来, 在约翰, 在他的, 约翰福音跟约翰, 书信里面, 都说到, 当我们遵守 神的诫命的时候, 神也会把他自己展现给我们。
Later, as we see in John, it also says that as if we follow the Lord's commandments and if we obey them, the Lord will show himself to us.
诶, 这边突然有两件事, 第一个说我们相爱的时候神会在我们当中。
So here we see two things. The first being, if we love one another, God will show himself in our midst.
第二件事情就是我们遵守他诫命的时候神也会在我们当中。
And the second being, if we obey his commandments, then God will also be among us.
但是发现很奇怪的一件事情,
but we find something rather strange.
实际上这个神的诫命就是彼此相爱。
But obeying God's commandments, one of them is to love one another.
今天有多少人希望神同在? 有没有人希望神同在?
How many people here want God's presence here?
我们信神不是就是希望说神啊, 你同在,你给我看到吧, 你那么爱我,你就把你自己彰显给我看吧。
Isn't our whole meaning, our whole life, just asking the Lord, please show yourself to us, be in our lives, be moving us.
约翰说不要再找了, 答案已经有了。
John says, stop looking. We already have the answer.
就是彼此相爱。
It's to love one another.
因为当我们彼此相爱的时候，
Because when we love each other,
神说他自己会显现给我们看。
The Lord says he will show himself to us.
然后别人看见我们彼此相爱的时候，
And when others see the way we love each other.
然后他也看见神跟另一群人同在的时候，
And when they also see that how God is working and is among those people.
他就说，哎，那群人真的是耶稣的门徒，那真是神的门徒啊，我看得出来。
They will say, these people are God's disciples. I can see it clearly.
所以这个爱还有给我们给外面人看说是一个我们是神门徒的一个印记。
So this love is also a mark for others outside to see that we are disciples of God.
那另外保罗继续说，
And Paul continues to say,
这个爱呢还能彼此造就。
This love can also build each other up.
我们通常以为我们要怎么样彼此造就呢？
A lot of times we wonder, how should we build each other up?
哎，我们送同工去接受不同的训练嘛。We send co-worker to different training sessions. 然后呢，我们送同工呢去做声乐的性训练，做 music training.
Music training.
哎，我们可以让同工有不同的训练去造就他们。
So we take co-workers to a lot of different training so we can build them up.
如果不太会讲到，赶快送这个George弟兄再多多读神学。
So say if he doesn't really know how to speak, doesn't know how to give a sermon, we just immediately send him off to a training session for speaking.
而实际上这些事都很重要。
Granted, these things are very important.
但是保罗说，你的training越多，也越有一个危险。
But Paul says, the more knowledge you have, there's also a danger that approaches.
你可能会自大。
You may be prideful, puffed up.
保罗说有一件事情能够真真实实的造就彼此。Truly building each other.
Okay, Paul says there's only one thing that can truly build others up.
那就是爱。
And that is love.
圣经里面告诉我们，爱也是所有律法里面的最高的诫命。
The Bible tells us that love is the greatest commandment of the Bible.
当年有一个律法师，他来到耶稣面前说：“啊，耶稣啊，我看了整个旧约，我看了所有的律法，你行不行帮我总结一下，到底我们要怎么样守神的律法呢？”
Do you recall the story of when a teacher of the law came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, I've read all the scriptures. I know all the law. Can you please tell me which of your commandments is the greatest?"
耶稣就回答说，很简单，就两个。
And Jesus responds very simply, there's only two.
他说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，这是第一个。
Number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart.
然后第二个呢，就是爱人如己。
And number two, love your neighbor as yourself.
那就是这两个，其他就没有了。
It's just these two. The others are not really...
但是我们看到后面的使徒们的书信，你会发现有点奇怪。
But if we see later, there is another story that appears, and there's something a little different about this one.
保罗跟雅各都同时说，所有的律法都包在一个里面。
Paul and James tell us that all of the law is contained within one commandment.
他说就是爱人如己。
The single man being love your neighbor as yourself.
诶，奇怪，刚刚不是两个吗？现在怎么变一个？
Wow, this is strange. Wasn't it just two? How did it suddenly become just one commandment?
实际上耶稣告诉我们答案。
And here the Lord tells us the answer.
约翰从耶稣那边听到这信息，他教导我们。
John, hearing this from Jesus, brings it forward so we can hear.
耶稣跟门徒说你要爱我吗？
Jesus' command is, you must love me.
Do you want to love me?
Do you want to love me?
他说你要爱我的话，你就遵守我的诫命。
If you wish to love me, then you will obey my command.
我的诫命就是彼此相爱。
My command being to love your neighbor.
也就是说，当你们彼此相爱的时候，实际上你就是已经爱了我了。
So, in other words, when you are loving each other, in other words, you are also at the same time loving the Lord.
也就是说，整个的诫命都只有一个条例，就是爱。
So in all the commandments, there's only one, there's one thing at the core, it's love.
整个圣经里面只有一个诫命就是爱。
In the entire Bible, the only commandment is to love.
我们爱神所爱的，把它当作自己来爱的，就是整个圣经的诫命。
When we love what the Lord has deemed us to love and follow His commandments, this is what the Lord, oh, this is what the Bible tells us to do.
因此爱可以告诉我们有几件事情我们可以成就。
So we can see. Let's see what love has to tell us. About
第一个可以让我们更认识我们的恩主基督耶稣。
The first being so that we can know the Lord more deeply, more intimately.
而且当我们相爱的时候，神会与我们同在。
And at the same time, when we love each other, the Lord will be with among us.
而且这是一个门徒们是属于神的人的一个记号。
And this is also serves as a mark of the disciples of God.
而且当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们可以彼此建立。
And at the same time, when we love each other, we can build each other up.
然后这是一个最大的诫命。
And this is the greatest commandment.
所以但是接下来我们就要问一件事，我们怎么爱呢？
And then as we go on, we must ask ourselves the question, how do we love?
既然爱那么重要，我们怎么爱呢？
Well, if we see how important love is, then how should we go about loving?
实际上哦，实际上我们应该觉得爱是一个很喜乐、很快乐的事情，应该很自然呢。
In general, we realize that love is a very happy thing, a very easy thing. Isn't this supposed to be natural?
因为当神造我们的时候
，Because when God made us,
他吹一口气到我们里面
，He breathed the breath of life into us.
那我们就有他一个神的一个特别的特有的个性，那就是爱。
So don't we inherit the characteristic of love from the Lord?
但是我们不知道，在我们人类当中，我们堕落了。
But as we look closer, we realize that among us we have fallen.
我们开始对爱的观念扭曲了。
Our view of love has been twisted, changed.
我们开始我们的爱被我们的罪所污染了。
Our view of love has been changed by our sin, by our.
然后主借着保罗再次告诉我们什么是他要的爱。
And so Jesus uses Paul to once again remind us, what does he mean to love?
因此保罗在哥林多前书他写下了这么一段话。
So here Paul writes in 1 Corinthians.
那我将会很快的把一到三节与大家来分享。
So we'll read verses 1-3.
我若能说万人的方言，这个我是保罗他自己啊，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不到什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，哇，谁能做得出来？我如果能够把所有终极穷人又舍己身叫人焚烧，哎呦，我还自焚了，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
So if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge.And if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
你知道保罗他写的这封书信是给哥林多教会。
So you know that this letter was written to the Corinthian church.
这哥林多教会里面人才济济。
So in this,
有很多不同的才干。
So in this Corinthian church, there are many different kinds of people, different types of people.
哇，非常有才干的人聚在一起，我跟你说能够做大事的。They can do big things when with multi-talent. Yeah.
When the, okay.
Yeah, you can keep on translating.
Okay. Yeah. So when this very diverse and very talented group comes together, they can do big things.
保罗却说一件事情。
So Paul mentions one thing.
那又如何？你那么多有才干的人聚在一起，对，你就会成长，你会变大，没有错。
So Paul says that it's true. All of you talented people together, your church will grow. Your church will do things.
你不过成为一个 IBM 而已。
But aren't you just like an IBM?
但是你会说，哎，没有啊， IBM 因为我他给我薪水，所以我付出，所以这公司能够股票一直往上啊，它会成长。
No, and you say no. IBM is where some gives me.
People got paid for.
Oh, I get paid for doing things. People tell me what to do, and I get paid, and then that's how the company grows.
但是各位知道吗？有很多慈善机构。 他也成长, 大家也都是自愿的, volunteer, 大家也都 volunteer, non-profit organizations.
Oh, a lot of non-profit organizations also grow and things like that, and everyone's volunteering.
保罗在写这个之前, 他说当教会的人在一起的时候, 有如身上不同的member, 肢体合在一起, 成为一个有生命的组织。
So before Paul wrote this letter, he previously mentioned that the church is parts of the, everyone in the church is parts of the body, part of the whole. Each one has a specific task.
但是我要跟大家再请大家注意，但是保罗后面还写了说你需要爱。
But I encourage everyone, or to pay attention that later Paul also mentions that everyone needs love.
大概在10年前， 在科学界，他们发明了一个东西，叫做干细胞 stem cell.
Maybe about 10 years ago, the science world came up with something called stem cells.
大概十五年前，我大概不太记得多少年前。
A lot of years back.
那后来就有人想到一个想法。
And then one day, someone came up with an idea.
他说如果我把这个细胞里面的干细胞把它抽出来，然后把它放到一个另一个动物的动物浆的细胞里面， the body of cell， 他如果把这个人的干细胞把它放到这个新的这个动物细胞里面。
So the idea is if I take the nucleus of a human stem cell and take it out and then implant it in the body cell of an animal or different organism.
然后把这个受精卵放到另一种动物的子宫里面让它成长。
And if I take this now implanted cell and further implant it in another animal reproductive system.
然后因为它不是人类，所以它那个小孩可以长得很快。
And so because the animal is obviously not a human, so they don't need the 9 months gestation. You can have something born in a much shorter time. So this organism that is born can grow up rather quickly.
然后如果有人需要他的内脏移植的话, 就可以拿那一个东西的内脏把它拿出来成为
And so if someone ends up needing an organ, they can go to this organ, this born organism thing and harvest organs from it.
可怕不可怕?
Isn't this rather terrifying?
那个东西生出来你叫它是什么东西呢?
This thing born, what do you call it?
那个东西是一个就是没有生命的生命。
That organism is something that doesn't have life.
我们教会里面如果没有爱，就会成为一个没有生命的生命。它里面不能认识基督，它里面没有爱，但是还是继续在成长。你说可怕不可怕？
So if our church at the same time does not have love, we will be like this organism like that lives, but at the same time does not have life, and it'll grow, but at the same time it's not living.
所以我们真的不知道，我们今天每次在聚会。 众多世界的教会人都聚在一起的时候，如果没有爱，我不知道那个东西叫做什么。
So if we look at it, all these churches are everywhere, they're growing, and all these churches all over the country, and if they have not love, then what do we call them?
因此，我们必须要了解什么是爱。
So we must understand what is love.
因为保罗跟我们说，如果教会里面或弟兄姊妹当中或者家庭里面没有爱，什么都不算，在神的眼中什么都不是。
Paul says that if in the church, if in relationships, if in family, if there isn't any love, then it is pointless. It's nothing.
接下来, 保罗告诉我们, 那什么是爱呢?
And then next, Paul finally tells us, what is love?
好,我们希望我们以起印的方式, 我上面读一节,下面你读一节。
I hope you can use responsive reading type, where we will read the first verse and then you will respond with the next.
我们只用英文来念。
We're just going to use English.
好,所以我们上面讲, love is patient, 然后底下请说, love is kind.
Okay.
好, love is patient. It does not envy. It is not proud. It is not self-seeking. It keeps no record of wrongs. But rejoice with the truth. Always trust. Always persevere. 好,我们今天刚刚保罗告诉我们什么是爱。
And so now we just read, this is what Paul tells us love is.
我们会发现一件很有意思的事情。
We'll find something quite interesting.
就是爱是被一样东西所包住的。
And that is, love has been wrapped in something.
爱的第一个特点是什么?
So what is the first characteristic of love?
忍耐。
Patience.
爱的最后一个特征是什么?
And what is the last characteristic of love?
哎呦,忍耐!
Again, patience.
为什么这个爱是被这个忍耐所包围呢?
So why is love enveloped in patience?
我想给大家看一下,这个是一个tablet的电脑。
So I want to let everyone see, this is a tablet.
我怎么样看,我都说这是一个tablet.
And so no matter how I look at it, it's a tablet.
因为它被这个壳子所包围,所以我一看这个壳子,我说这个是tablet电脑.
So it's in this case, so no matter how I look at it, it's a tablet.
但是我拿起这个,大家一定知道这个不是tablet电脑.
So when I hold up this though, everyone immediately knows this is not a tablet.
所以当我们一看这个外壳,我就说,哎,那个是爱,因为它被忍耐所包围,那个是爱。
Because when we look at it, we'll see that outer shell, we'll see, oh, this is love because it's been enveloped in patience.
但是光光有这个壳,不代表说它是一个可以做工的tablet电脑。
But although, on the other hand, just having the shell doesn't mean it's a fully functioning, working tablet.
但是如果它是tablet, 它一定是这样的外壳。
But if it is a tablet, it most definitely has this outer casing.
这个就是一个爱的特质。
And this is a characteristic of love.
就是说你从哪一方面去看, 都是忍耐在这个包围的。
So it tells us that no matter how you look at it, it's always wrapped in patience.
为什么要忍耐呢?
So why do we need patience?
爱不是一个很自然,很喜乐的事吗?
Isn't love a natural, a happy thing?
但是神在这边所说的忍耐是跟时间有关系啊。 Something to do with time.
The love that the Bible speaks of here has something to do with time.
因为忍耐是很长时间的。Because
patience is a very long thing.
因为这个爱的这个东西跟时间它是挂钩的。Because
patience and time are interconnected.
为什么要忍耐?
So why do we need patience?
因为它难受。Because
it's hard.
因为我们经常爱的对象,那个人他可能心智不成熟。
Because sometimes when the person that we are loving, their heart cannot accept it.
他有的时候他是有身体软弱,需要我们无时无刻的好好去照顾他。
Sometimes it's their body, they're physically weak, and they need our strength to take care of them and heal.
或者说他有的时候他就是无能为力。
Or sometimes
he's feeble, he's just not capable.
Just not capable of doing things.
或者说他心里曾经受过伤, 他需要一个很长的医治。
or sometimes they have a very large emotional scar and they need a lot of patience and time.
因为很长的时间，他在短时间之内他没办法得到医治的。
Because during that really long time,
yeah.
he was not able to
recover. In a short time. Oh. 如果各位你认识家里人有经历过沮丧症，你就知道我在说什么。
So if anyone here knows that knows someone who's gone through depression, then maybe you understand what I'm talking about.
如果你的亲人有经历过有自杀倾向，你非常了解我在说什么。
If someone you know or someone in your family has gone through
tendency of
suicidal thoughts, then maybe you understand what I'm talking about. And at the same time, there's also a chance that the person you're trying to love may turn around and hurt you.
And
so this one time I was in college and I woke up in the morning and realized, oh my goodness, I'm going to be late.
所以我刷了牙就冲出门，我先坐了巴士，然后再跑到subway去。
So I brushed my teeth really quick, threw on clothes, and then took the bus, and then ran to the subway and took the subway.
然后我再跑到学校去上课。
And then I ran to my class.
然后再跟教授，然后再有一些讨论。
And then after class, I talked a little bit with my professor.
然后又去另一个不同的课。
And then I went to another class.
然后到终于到下午的时候，终于轻松一点，我就到图书馆跟朋友一起聊天。
And finally in the afternoon, I had some time to take a break, and I went with a couple friends to the library.
然后突然有个朋友说，诶， George 啊。
And well, all of a sudden, one of my friends said, "Hey, George."
诶，你的 T-shirt 为什么穿反的？
Hey, why is your T-shirt on backwards?
你是想 make a fashion statement 吗？
Are you trying to make a fashion statement?
哎，我才发现，哎呀，原来我衣服穿反了，我一整天都没有人跟我讲。
And then I realized, oh no, my T-shirt's been on backwards all day, and not a single person told me.
哦，我当然很谢谢他。
Oh, I was very thankful to my friend.
但是我突然想到，我如果我人生当中我个性上面有缺失的话，谁会跟我讲？
But then I realized if there was something I was making a mistake, if I had a character issue, then who would tell me?
谁想自讨没趣啊？ 谁想说跟你讲了之后，然后我恼羞成怒还反过来骂？ 关我是事，你自己有问题，你只要不要影响到我，你自己去活吧。
Who would be willing to take the chance that to correct someone if the person would possibly get really angry and get offended, and then why don't we just leave them alone, you know, go on our own business, it's their life, not ours.
除了那些真正爱我的人，他冒着我可能会回去顶撞他的那个危险来告诉我。
It's only those people who really love me, who don't care that I might turn around and get angry, that are willing to correct me.
然后还有 爱为什么要忍耐呢？ 因为你爱的对象，你对他有个期盼。
So why else do we need patience? Sometimes, well, the people that we love, we have an expectation of them.
你对他有一个不要求回报的要求，你希望他成长。 You hope the person may grow, not in terms of return of favor. Oh. 然后爱的对象也不是由得我们能够选择的。
And the people that we love is not something that we should choose.
因为耶稣说爱你的邻舍,
because the Lord tells us to love your neighbor.
是说那些只要在我们旁边的人。
Is it just the people close to us?
今天如果那个撒玛利亚人要去看到那个犹太人说，哎呀，你是犹太人，所以我不救你。
So if we say that in the Good Samaritan, if he were to come across the injured man, he would say, "Oh, you're a Jew, I can't save you."
但是耶稣对我们的教训不是由我们去选择的。But
Jesus teaches us that it's not our choice to see who we love.
那个犹太人也没有说，我情愿死也不要你这个撒玛利亚人来救我。And
then the Jewish man doesn't say, "I would rather die than have you, a Samaritan, save me."
但是有这个可能啊。But
this is a possibility.
但是耶稣跟我们说，以爱由不得你我去选择。 It's not up to us.
It's not up to us to choose who we love.
爱为什么要忍耐呢?
So why do we need patience again?
因为爱是不对等的。
Because love is an unjust thing.
因为耶稣对我们说, 如果我们只 爱那些会爱我们的人，那有什么好说的呢？有什么好酬谢的呢？
So the Bible tells us that if we only love those who love us back, then what good is there in that?
保罗继续说，你要爱，你要情愿吃亏啊。Rather be taking advantage, it's fine. Defrauded.
Okay.
有多少人今天愿意到一个团体说，我今天来，我就是来吃亏的，哈哈。
So how many people would be willing to come into a church and be, today I'm willing to be criticized, yay.
保罗继续说，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯独彼此相爱。We shouldn't owe anything to anyone, except we should love one another. 爱另外有一个，也是不合你的你的伦理的，不合 order, not according to order.
Love is also not bound and restrained by order, social order.
圣经告诉我们说，丈夫是妻子的头。
Bible tells us that the husband is the head of the wife.
大家请不要把这节圣经把它解释掉了。圣经就是这么说，丈夫是妻子的头。
Please don't try and explain away this scripture. The Bible does tell us that the husband is the head of the wife.
但是如果今天丈夫用这句话去压自己的太太的话。
But if today, a husband goes and uses these words to suppress his wife.
好。整个家也是把丈夫当作头，因着丈夫这样子压迫。
So it's true that the entire family, the husband is the head of the family, and he's using it to suppress his family.
但是那个家是军队，不是家。
But this family is now a military organization.
那个家没有温度的。
There's no warmth in this family.
但是如果今天那个丈夫愿意用他的生命去爱他太太的话。
But if the husband was willing to use his life to love his wife.
我相信那个太太巴不得说，哎呀，你做我的头，因为你保护我，你可以做我的头，拜托拜托，你一定要做我的头。
So I believe that the wife would be extremely happy and would welcome him because she would say, because you protect me so much, please be the head.
所以爱也不能随便动用你的权利，你的 positional right.
Love should not be something that you use and gain through position or through power.
接下来保罗告诉我们爱的核心是什么呢？
And later Paul tells us once again about love.
The core
of love.
实际上我们当中看见这边有说不张狂不自夸不嫉妒不做害羞的事不求自己的益处。
So here we see love does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, it doesn't do rude things, it's not self-seeking, not he's angered.
很多的不不不。
A lot of does not, does not, does not.
实际上说穿了就是没有自己嘛。
But in all of this, there is no self in love.
原来在爱的公式里面没有自己的。
And so if you think about it, in love, there's no self.
如果你在爱一个人的时候，然后你还觉得自己高人一等的话，那个就不是爱了。
So if you're loving someone and then you feel that
you're higher than them,
that's not love.
我过去很喜欢跟我们在我们当中其中的一位 Gloria 姊妹聊天。
I remember I loved talking to Sister Gloria who used to be here with us.
因为我觉得。Gloria 姊妹好有爱心哦。
Because I believe she had a lot of love.
大家觉不觉得 Gloria 姊妹好有爱心啊？所以我很想跟她讲话，我很想知道她为什么那么有爱心。
So because Sister Gloria had such a great love, I loved talking to her. I loved trying to I was so curious as to where did she get this love from?
有一次她就跟我分享了一个故事。
So one time she told me this story.
他告诉我他在台湾念书的时候有一次他第一次从南部到台湾台北去念书。
She told me that back when she was still studying in university, the first time she moved from the southern part of Taiwan to Taipei.
因为他家庭情况不是很好所以他都有一餐没有一餐的。
Because her family wasn't that well off, so sometimes she would only have, one meal, two meals a day, skip a couple,
那在那个时候，他学校团契里面的辅导就认识了 Gloria 姊妹。
And so during that time, there was a counselor of the fellowship of the university she went to, and they got to know each other.
于是那辅导的太太发现 Gloria 姊妹的情形之后，就自愿说，让我每个中午帮你准备一个便当。
And so after the counselor's wife learned about Gloria's situation, she offered, for lunch, I can make you a lunch every day.
于是 Gloria 就每天就去拿一个便当。
So every day, Sister Gloria went and accepted a lunch.
每次打开一看。
And every time she opened it,
有一点点的蔬菜。
There was a little bit of vegetables.
但是一定会有一个卤蛋。
But there was always a tea egg.
有的时候很特殊的情况底下会有一点点的肉。
And then sometimes under special days, she'd have a little bit of meat.
这个午餐呢还过得去了。
It was a passable lunch.
有一天呢Gloria 又到这个辅导的办公室。
And then one day, Sister Gloria went to the counselor's office.
她这一次去呢发现她的辅导正在开会。
So this time she went. The counselor was actually having a meeting in his office.
于是他就看着那个辅导说，我的便当在哪？
So she looked at him and kind of silently asked, where's the lunch?
那个辅导就用手指给他说，给他看说，你自己到我包包里面去拿你的便当，自己热自己吃。
So the counselor told her silently with his hands, pointed at his bag and told her to go into my bag and get your lunch.
于是 Gloria 姊妹就去拿了那个便当，就自己热自己来吃了。
So Sister Gloria went and got the lunch and then heated it up.
奇怪的是这次便当一打开。
But this time when she opened the lunchbox,
居然都只有几乎都只有白饭。
It was almost completely all white rice.
只有两根蔬菜。
There's only two pieces of vegetable.
于是 Gloria 也没有多问就把便当吃了。
And Sister Gloria didn't ask any other questions, she just ate it.
等到这个辅导开完会的时候。
And then after the meeting and the counselor finished his meeting.
然后他跑到自己包包一看。
And he went to his bag and looked.
他突然跟 Gloria 说 ,Gloria, 你拿错了你拿成我的便当了。
And he told Sister Gloria, Sister Gloria, you took the wrong lunchbox. That was my lunch.
这是什么
?So what is this?
这是爱。
This is love.
因为在爱的公式里面没有自己。
Because in all of love, there is no self.
他想的只是为对方的益处。
He was only thinking of the well-being of the other person.
便当一天又一天，一天又一天，一天又一天 ，Gloria 都不知道，直到那一天。
All those days, that he was just eating rice and two pieces of vegetable, day after day after day, and she found out that day.
所以爱里面是不自夸、不嫉妒、不张狂，是没有自己。
So in love, it does not envy, does not boast, it's not proud, there is no self.
但是我们每次聚在一起的时候，为什么我们很容易就有自己呢？
So why is it sometimes when we are together, it's very easy to have a sense of self?
每次我们经过大家在聊天的时候，不难听到大家都在讲自己。
And every time we go and walk past people having conversation, we hear, can't help but eavesdrop and hear everyone talking about themselves.
年轻的时候年轻人总是说总是很技巧的说我自己有多棒。
When you're young, you can't help but saying, comparing, well, I am so great.
不论是我的体能。
Well, maybe I'm super strong.
也许是我很多朋友。
Or I have a lot of friends.
或者说人家总是找我去看电影。
Or everyone asks me to go see the movies.
或者说我功课很好。
Or I'm very good at homework.
或者说我的艺术非常的好。
Or I am very good at art.
但是你就发现等到年纪大一点的时候就不太会这样子讲了。
And then when you hear people who aren't so young anymore, and you hear the conversation changes a little bit.
因为我们年纪大的时候发现我们实在也真是不行了。
And then when you get older, you realize that you really kind of, you know your limits now.
但是我们还是一起在讲。
But you're still talking with other people, so.
我很惨。
Well, now we're comparing I'm worse off.
我比你惨，我比你更惨很多倍。
Well, you're pretty bad off, but I'm worse.
你有经历，那我经历比你更多。
Well, you have troubles. Well, my troubles are worse than yours.
不然我们就比看谁认识的人比较厉害。
Or we start comparing the people that we know.
因为我们人在聚在一起的时候就喜欢比较。
So when people come together, they like comparing each other.
于是我们就会嫉妒。
And so we
envy.
We easily envy.
实际上你从小孩聚在一起你就知道小孩子在 谈什么。
And obviously everyone knows that when you put children together, what do children compare?
你知道小朋友他们实际上没有什么东西可以比你知道吗
Well, you know, children, they don't really have anything to compare.
你知道他们比就是比爸爸。
So what they compare is their fathers.
我爸爸比较大。
Well, one child can say, well, my dad is bigger.
我的另一个说我爸爸比较高。
And the other child says, well, my dad is taller.
另一个说那有什么了不起我爸爸跑得快。
And another one says, well, my dad runs faster.
那个他说哈哈你只是跑得快我爸爸超速我爸爸经常开车有 ticket, 我爸爸开车开得很快。
And then another child goes, ha ha, that's nothing special, my dad drives super fast.
好于是今天有一个小朋友跟另一个小朋友说我爸爸脑袋比你爸爸脑袋还要大。
And then finally another child goes, well, my dad's brain is bigger than your dad's brain.
好这个小朋友说哈哈哈哈那你比不过我了。
And then this child says, ha, that's funny.
他说因为根本没得比。
Because there's nothing to compare here.
因为我妈妈说我爸爸没脑袋。
Because my mom says my dad doesn't have a brain.
你知道我们大家每次聚在一起的时候就有一丝丝的那个比较就出来了。
So you see that when people come together, all the sense of competition always comes up.
这个就是嫉妒。
So this is envy.
我发现你的薪水居然比我高。我发现你的小孩居然比我小孩有成就。我发现你的房子居然比我的房子大。
I see that what you can do is better than what I can do. Your children are somehow better than my children, and your house is bigger than my house.
保罗跟我们说当我们爱的时候没有自己。
But when Paul tells us, when we have love, there is no self.
我们要空出一个舞台让我们爱的对象成为那个舞台的中心而我们自己不在那个舞台上面。
When we are loving someone, we put them center stage in the spotlight and we are not on that stage.
把他当作家人。
We're making them a part of the family.
我这次到亚洲的时候，我在看电视，我发现亚洲也开始很多那种选秀的比赛。
So this time when I went to Asia, I noticed on the TV there's a lot of shows.
然后我就看见这些人就在舞台上表演。
And so there are these people who are on the stage performing, much similar like America's Got Talent.
然后呢，在他的后台呢，就照相师就摄影师就照着他们的家人。或者说他们的老师或者说他们的 agent 在那边很激动的为他们祷告为他们祝福为他们加油
And so at the same time while there are these people performing on stage you see another camera pan backstage and you see the family the agents the friends the teachers who are cheering backstage telling them yo you can do it
我突然学到了如果我爱一个人我就想说他在任何情况在我关系当中他是那个舞台中心的时候
And so I realized that when I love someone they should be on that center stage they should be there
那我就在后台为他加油
And I'm the one on backstage just cheering for them
我希望他升级我希望他找到好的工作我希望他加薪
I want them to succeed I want them to find a good job I want them to shine
因为我是他的 agent 我是他的家人
Because I'm their agent, I'm their family.
我为什么能够这么想呢
So how can I think this way?
因为我想到耶稣曾经为我从上面降世为人要把我升高
Because I remember that the Lord came from on high down here and humbled himself so that I could be raised up.
那我何不能降低我把那个人升高那是多快乐的一件事呢
So...I can do the same thing. I can raise someone else up.
另一个爱的特质是爱是包容。
Another characteristic of love is love protects.
但是包容里面我一直觉得这是非常矛盾的是confusing conflict, 很矛盾的一件事情。
I always thought that love protects and covers is a very confusing issue.
因为我包容而且我不计算人家的恶，然后只但是又要爱真理，你怎么调和呢？
When I see other people sin and their evil and their wrongdoings, and but yet I'm called to protect them and to love them, how can I reconcile those two?
因为我们爱的人，他本身一定有罪性，一定有软弱。
Because the people that we love will have sin, will have weakness.
那我们又喜欢真理，我怎么去包容这件事？我难道是藏污纳垢吗？
And we ourselves love righteousness. So how can we reconcile these two?
我突然想到，我在二十多年前，大概还不到，大概十几年前的时候。
I all of a sudden remembered something from 10-ish years ago.
我们家那个时候一家只有四口人。
So in my family then we had four.
有一次我们去拜访我们在这边的一个老朋友，他们比我们老啊，我们的老朋友。
So we went to visit a couple, a very elderly couple. So with.
然后那个时候呢，我跟我太太，我们只有两个小孩。 一个小孩呢还在流鼻涕，另一个小孩还在滴口水。
And so at that time, we only had two children, and they were still very, very young, and very, very young. And one of them had a runny nose, and the other one was drooling a little bit.
然后我们一跑到那一家呢，那一家人呢，他们夫妻两人坐在整个客厅的最里面，他坐在沙发上说：“哎，来来来，到我们家来，进来进来。”
And so we went to their house, and when we stepped in the door, The elderly couple was sitting on a couch, the furthest back in the living room. And they were like, welcoming us in, come in, come in.
我们不敢进去。
We didn't dare go in.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们家地毯是白色的。
Because their carpeting was white.
我想你认识人，你知道我在讲哪一家。 你说有家里人地毯是白色的。
And then everyone understands, like, who has white carpeting?
我们两个小朋友都在滴水，我怎么敢进去？我一踩，我就留下我袜子上脏的足迹了。
My two children are drooling and basically, yeah, all over. They would drool all over the carpet. So if I even step in, I would leave like a mark of my dirty sock or something.
然后我一进去，我的小孩一丢，我要像那个 Mission Impossible， 就接住那个滴的那个液体才可以。
So if I step in and then my child just like spits on the ground, then I'm gonna like dive like Mission Impossible and grab it and be like, yeah.
我就发现了解，有的时候我自以为我很自义， and then 我很有公义， I'm very righteous.
Sometimes I think I'm very righteous. I have the truth. I am upright.
但是人家不能接近我。
But people cannot approach me.
有的时候我背痛。
And sometimes my back hurts.
你说我背痛的时候，我就会用家里那个电毯，那种用电的，是专门敷我这个背的，去让我的肌肉松懈。
And so when my back hurts, I take this electric blanket and I put it on my back, and then the heat relaxes my back.
哇，好舒服哦，让我整个肌肉都放松了。
And it's really comfortable, so I can like relax and all my muscles, you know, loosen.
哎，我想有一天如果那个电毯找不到，
you know,
怎么办？
I think to myself, well, what would happen someday if I lose this electric blanket?
那我行不行用家里的电汤匙呢？
Then, well, maybe I can use the electric heating spoon I have at home.
哎，一样是发热。
It also produces heat.
但是一个是医治我，一个是灼伤我。
One of them, the electric blanket, helps me. The other one would injure me.
所以我发现你有真理，你不懂得怎么去包容，那是一件人家很畏惧的事情。
So I realize that if you have truth, but you don't know how to express it, then it's a very difficult thing.
20年前我们在我们家有young professional的聚会。
About 20 years ago, there was a young professional meeting fellowship at our house.
除了这些年轻人会到我们家聚会之外，还有一个老太太70几岁，她也来聚会，美国人。
So other than these young youth so who came for the meeting, there was also another elderly lady, about 7 years old, and she was an American lady.
你知道她来的时候, 我实际上有点怕她。
And then if you realize that when she came, I was actually a little afraid.
因为她好臭。
Because she was really smelly.
然后她来的时候总是跟我拥抱。
And every time she came, she always gave me a big hug.
等到她走的时候, 我们家都是跳蚤。
And after she left, there was always fleas everywhere.
然后我的孩子那个时候才出生几个月大。
And at that time, my children were only a couple months old.
所以我就把我孩子放房间。
So I put my children in the room.
然后等她走了以后, 我就穿上白袜到地毯上面去刷。
And so after everyone left, I would put on white socks and then go rub them on the carpeting.
你们家从来没有经历过跳蚤，你不知道我在讲什么。你如果有，你就知道我在讲什么。So
people who have never had fleas in their house, you don't really understand what I'm talking about. But people who do, you will.
我就刷，然后把所有的跳蚤都吸到我身上。
And so I would rub my feet on the ground so that all the fleas would like.
然后我就把那个跳蚤一个一个用指甲把它掐死。
Wait, what?
But kill it with my nail.
And then I squish them to death with my fingers.
有一天我受不了，我就跟那个老太太说。
And then one day I couldn't take it anymore. So I told the elderly lady.
我说你来之前你先洗澡。
Before you come, can you please take a shower?
有没有爱心?
Was this out of love?
但是有没有真理呢?
But is it their truth?
因为我也想到我的孩子。
You know, I was thinking of my children.
我后来就想到耶稣讲了一个故事。
And then it occurred to me a story that Jesus told.
他说有一次有一个孩子背离他的父亲。
There was once a son who grievously wronged his father and took his inheritance and left.
然后他在里面挥霍光了之后，然后他把自己弄的情况弄得非常的糟糕。
He squandered all his wealth and ended up in a very bad situation.
发现他，结果他什么都没有，他自己变得又臭又脏，然后一无是处，他一无所有。
He ended up being filthy and smelly, and he had nothing. And he ended up feeding pigs.
多臭多脏。
How smelly, how filthy.
但是他有一天想到，他说我要回到爸爸那边去。
But one day he came to the decision that I will go back to my father's house.
等到他爸爸看到他回来的时候。
And when his father saw him returning,
他爸爸做了一件事情。
His father did one thing.
他把全家最好的外衣袍子拿来。
He brought the best robe of his house.
他这样子, 盖在, 他的儿子身上。
He took the coat and wrapped it around his son.
他的仆人看见的不是那个儿子的肮脏了。So
what the servant saw was not the filth of that covered the son.
他儿子之为什么破烂肮脏，是因为他儿子的悖逆，不是吗？
Why was the son filthy and smelly? It's because of his wrongs, because of his sin.
而这个爸爸把这个衣服盖住他。
The father took this beautiful coat,
robe
and draped it on him.
让他的儿子感觉到温暖。
So that the son would feel the warmth of his love.
而所有其他人只看见的只是这个儿子的悔改，其他都看不见了。
So that all other people would only see the son's repentance and nothing else.
什么叫做包容?
So what does it mean to protect?
什么又叫做喜欢真理? Love the truth.
And what does it also mean to love the truth?
就是说你用真理去保护一个人，让那个人所有的缺失，所有的肮脏，其他人看不见，不知道。
It's to use the truth to cover someone so that their sins and their wrongdoing is not seen by the others.
当我跟那个老太太说，请你回家洗澡。
So when I told that old lady, can you please go home and take a shower?
Before. 你知道她下次来的时候怎么样？
Do you know what happened the next time she came over?
你知道我一抱她的时候还是一样的体臭。
When I hugged her, it was the same smell.
但是她多了一样一个味道。
But there was one more smell added.
就是一个很便宜香水的味道。
It was very cheap perfume.
因为她想用她的香水去遮盖她的臭。
Because she wanted to use the perfume to hide her smell.
而我这个没有爱心的人。
And I without love.
却不知道她每次来，她只渴望一件事。
Didn't know that every time she came, she only wanted one thing.
她需要一个爱的拥抱。
She wanted a loving embrace.
她希望被接纳。
She wanted to be welcomed.
但是我想的是，我家地毯有跳蚤。
But what I was thinking of is my carpet has fleas.
香水遮不住。它的臭。
The perfume can't hide the smell.
但是我的拥抱可以让她得到自信。
But my embrace can help her.
因为其他人看见我身为那一边的组长能够接纳她的时候，其他人也会接纳她。
Because when others see how I can embrace her as she is, then the others will also.
这就是凡事包容。
And this is
always protecting.
Always protecting and always loving.
你要把人家最美好的把它彰显出来。
To bring out the best in everyone.
但是另外一件事情也很难协调。
But there's also another thing that's really hard to reconcile.
保罗说你要凡事包容，然后你要不喜欢不义。
But...Paul also says that you must also protect and cover others, but at the same time, you must
not delight
in evil.
什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
就是当你跟那个人彼此的关系里面有不义的事情为彼此关系是基础的时候，你就要离开。
So this means that when you have a relationship with someone and the basis of this foundation of this relationship is something immoral, something evil,you must leave.
如果你跟一个有妇之夫外面交往，你不能说我很爱他，我跟他在一起，我永远包容他，这个不是爱。
If you are having an affair with a married man and you say, well, I love him, I'll always protect him, I'll always do this, this is not protecting and loving.
或者说你在一个团体里面，他有一个不义的运作，他有一个不义的价值观，你不能在里面啊。
Or if you're in a fellowship that has its teaching based in something untrue, some falsities, and you can't stay there.
因为你整个关系是根据是一个谎言或者一个不道德东西成为你关系的根据的话，保罗说你要这些人离开教会，请走，不然你走。
When you have people who bring untruths, who bring sin, who bring immorality into a relationship, a fellowship relationship, you must ask them to leave, or you yourself must leave.
所以在这里面，我们就要学习在爱中怎么样站立的稳。
So here we can see how in love we can.
爱实在太多东西可以讲。
But there are really too many things to talk about when we talk about love.
我们今天只能分享一点。
But here we can only talk about a little bit.
但是这一点点就让我们知道，哇，爱实在太难了。
But even this little bit really shows us, wow, love is really difficult.
然后你马上，我们马上很自然有一个问题，说，那我们这样子爱，人家会不会有可能会占我们便宜呢？
And then, so if we think about it, if we love people like this, then aren't there going to be people who are going to take advantage of us?
我告诉你一个好消息。
I want to tell you this one good news.
人家一定会占你便宜。
People will definitely take advantage of you.
你就不用猜了。
And you don't have to guess anymore.
而且你还说，如果我们爱的对象，我自己不张狂，不自夸，不张狂，但是那个人又自夸又张狂，怎么办？
So if you think about it, if you're like, oh, well, I'm going to go love this person, and I'm not going to have any envy and any pride, but this person obviously will have pride and envy.
但是不要忘记，爱是被什么包住的。
But don't forget what is love enwrapped by?
爱是被什么包住的?
What is love wrapped by?
请再说一次，爱是被什么包住的?
Please say again. Patience.
爱是被忍耐包住的。
Love is wrapped by patience.
当我们这样去爱的时候,
so when we go and love like this,
一个好消息是我们会更认识耶稣。
One good thing is that we will know the Lord deeper.
约翰, 他在写约翰福音的时候还记载一件事情。
John, when he was writing the book of John, mentioned one thing.
他告诉我们应该怎么去爱。
He also mentions how we should go about loving.
如果大家记得有一件事情，就是有一个人死了， 然后耶稣听到那个人死了， 然后就把他医好的。
Does everyone remember the story of where someone died and then Jesus came and raised him from the dead?
那个人已经跑到坟墓了，
he'd already gone into the next world, but Jesus called him back.
如果大家仔细看这个约翰福音在那一段的记载的时候，你会发现一个非常有意思的事情。
If you look closer at that story, you will notice something a little more interesting.
就是马大、玛利亚他们这个姐妹呢，他们的弟弟死了，于是他叫耶稣说：“耶稣，你赶快来救他。”So
it was Martha and Mary's brother Lazarus who had died, and they quickly went to Jesus and asked, "Please, Lord, Lord, come and save him."
但是他们不是就说啊，耶稣你来，他是说主啊，你爱的那个死，快死了，你赶快来。
But they didn't only say, Lord, Lord, please come. They said, Lord, the one you love is dying. Please come.
然后当约翰在记载这件事的时候，他说马大跟玛利亚是耶稣所爱的。
And when John was writing this in his book, he wrote that Mary and Martha are those loved by Christ.
而约翰正在记载的这个人，他自己说自己是被耶稣所爱的那一位。
And John, the one writing the story, also writes that he is loved by Christ.
也就是说，他们一共有四个人：马大、玛利亚、拉撒路跟约翰，一共四个人。So
here in the story, we see there are four people. There's Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and John.
他们都彼此相爱。They all
love each other.
然后马大、玛利亚爱他弟弟爱到一个地步，但是他没有能力爱了，都死了，没有能力爱了。
Mary and Martha love their brother deeply, but their love can only go so far, they can't bring him back.
于是他们叫耶稣你来爱吧。So
they asked Jesus, please, you come and love.
这四个人都有一个共同点。So
these four all have something in common.
都写着他们是被耶稣所爱。It's
all written that they are loved by the Lord.
原来我们很多周遭的人，我们认为我们没办法爱。So
We think to ourselves that there are so many people that we can't love them.
但是耶稣跟我们说，他是我所爱的，你要爱他。But
Jesus tells us that he or she is loved by me, so you should love them as well.
你知道我当初是怎么爱你的吗？
Don't you know how much I loved you?
你可以爱我爱的人吗？
Can't you love those who I love?
十几年前我 我跟 Michelle， 我想那个 Phil 跟 Mary 也认识这一位女孩子，高中生，是我们朋友的孩子，坐 Subway 到 Bronx 去上学。
So many years ago, I believe a couple of people are familiar. There is a girl, a daughter of some people we knew who takes the train down to the Bronx to go to school.
她是家里唯一的女儿。
She's the only daughter of the family.
正是 teenage year 花样年华，正是奔放最可爱的时候。
In her teenage years, in her youth, best part of her life.
那个时候她上学那一天，大概是放学的时候，突然有一个神经病从那个 subway 后面冲出来。
So one day she was riding the subway, and then so all of a sudden, a man with mental problems came up behind her and grabbed her.
然后拿出一个非常锐利的刀片，然后就在他脸上划。
And from his pocket, he withdrew a very sharp razor, and then on her face, he slashed her many times.
父母多伤心。
How sad were the parents?
我那时候在想，如果时间倒流，他父母敢让他女儿那一天再去上学吗？
I was thinking, if the mother could turn back time, would she have let her daughter get on the subway?
而我们的天父知道，当他把自己儿子送到地上的时候。
And our God, our Father, He knew what would happen if He sent His Son down here.
他深知道这些人会背叛他。
He knew that these people would beat Him.
他深知道这些人会鞭打他。
He knew that these people would mock Him, ridicule Him.
他深知道这些人会辱骂他。
Knew these people would insult Him.
深知道他会钉在十字架上流血而死。
And they knew, and he knew that he would be nailed on a cross.
但是天父说去。
But God said, go.
因为我爱这些人。
Because I love these people.
甚至超过我跟你的关系，你去。
It's beyond us. You go.
这样的爱。
This kind of love.
我们还不了。
We can't return it.
耶稣只要求我们一件事。
Jesus just asked for one thing.
你可以爱我所爱的人吗？
Can't you love those who I love?
愿意我们学习怎么样去爱。
Please learn how to love.
让我们去包容。
May we embrace those.
让我们包容的时候不是拿个电条根而是一个电毯而是一个毯子遮住别人的软弱
can we take a blanket a beautiful cloak not a hard truth and to instead protect them and wrap them
今天是我们吃圣餐的时间
so today is time for communion
圣餐告诉我们一件事情
and the communion tells us one thing
耶稣说我就要离开世上了
Jesus said I'm leaving this earth
但是我要你们记得一件事情
But I want you to remember something
你们都是我的门徒
You are all my disciples
你们原来是一个的
You are all one
你们是在爱里面连结的
You are all connected by love
你不要忘记
Don't forget
你们之所以是唯一的是一个呢The reason why you're one.
The reason why you're one.
因为我流了宝血。
It's because I bled.
所以每当我们主日聚在，每次我们有主餐聚在一起的时候。
So every time we have a communion together.
我们想到耶稣对我们的爱。
May we remember the love that the Lord has for us.
然后想到我有爱我旁边的弟兄姊妹吗？
And let us say, do I love my neighbors?
还是说每次在一起的时候我在跟他竞争舞台上呢
or is,
我在跟他竞争舞台呢
Or is it every time we're together I'm always competing with him or her for center stage
让我们一起思念主的爱
Let us all learn and reflect on the Lord's love